Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Author Expert Wire podcast series. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for Annie's Big City number one national radio campaign that includes a performance guarantee and unlimited media training. Annie Jennings also offers her famous performance publicity program with no monthly retainers for influential online media outlets and television across the country. If you want high power publicity for yourself, please contact AnnieJenningsPR.com. In this podcast, we feature Love Hudson Maggio, the founder and CEO of Mardat. Love is a strategic executive who is exceptionally skilled at aligning people and technology in ways to enable growth. Love has a demonstrable history of success working with multinational clients and has crafted and executed strategies that resulted in millions of dollars of ongoing revenue growth. Her company, Mardat, assists executive clients in determining and implementing digital marketing strategies, optimizing business data utilization, executing digital transformation with a focus on people and process, and enabling technology solutions. Love, in addition to all of that amazing work that she's doing, has now added author to her resume, and she is here today to discuss her book, Karma Under Fire. So welcome, Love.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Love, I love this title. Sorry, you probably get that all the time. I just love this title. Tell us about your book, Karma Under Fire.
Absolutely. So Karma Under Fire is an upmarket women's fiction, but there's a very strong male protagonist in the story, and it takes place in Atlanta, Georgia, and in Delhi, India. It's your traditional story of two societies colliding, trendy, upscale, you know, hip universe of Atlanta and the alluring, mystical, mysterious, bound by tradition world of old India. And so in both cases, we have our characters there pressured by their challenging, you know, mothers and ambitious, you know, family members. And then they meet at a very interesting time on the way to a wedding. So we have our main character, Harlow. She's ambitious and she's unattached, in her late 20s. And she has just agreed to marry a politically ambitious pretty boy in her mind, and on the eve of going to her best friend's wedding in India. While she's on that flight, she meets a very handsome playboy celebrity restaurateur, and you know they say, oh, we're gonna, you know, meet up, there's attraction, and they said we'll meet up in the future, but little beknownst to them, the future is quicker, is there a little quicker than they thought. So it's really a story that gets into when people from different societies and cultures meet up, and some of the fun and interesting stories that happen there, and some a host of very fun characters as well.
Well, it sounds incredible. I was going to ask you about the major themes of your book, but it seems like, you know, you've really led us into that already, like knowing what those themes are, right? When plans go awry, right? Best laid
yes.
plans, when they go awry, you never know what can happen halfway across the world. And of course, you know, those types of weddings in India, they're like infamously amazing, aren't they?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I got the idea when I was going to a really close friend's wedding in Delhi. It was on the way back from this 8-day wedding. Yes, 8 days. That I came up with the idea, what would happen if a matchmaker made a match for an American? And we do explore, to your point about the themes, themes around society and caste and even color differences. And then we also get into things around like keeping up with the Joneses and people that are kind of obsessed with, you know, the outer trappings of things. Mm-hmm. Also talk about the theme of the modern woman versus some of those traditional roles and that whole juxtaposition there. And the fact that friendship and camaraderie kind of add that layer of lightness and fun to a story. As these characters make these very key decisions on their careers and their lives, and exploring, you know, how they fit into religion and tradition and customs of their family.
And so do you think, love, that the book itself and the story, and don't give it all away, right, but the story can help the readers? You know, how do you want the messaging to impact your reader?
Right, and that's a really good question. I feel like, you know, like any upmarket fiction, there is an element of escapism. You know, this after a long day and some of the things that we're all dealing with, you want an opportunity to curl up with something and just kind of relax. And so it's a way to kind of escape, but it's also a thought-provoking book in that it gives you, you know, you may find yourself taking notes on the side to say, I want to explore a little bit more of that. But it's for anyone who is interested in travel and culture and food. There's lots of food and recipes in this book, and just history. So I think the reader comes away with just an opportunity to escape, but then, you know, maybe a few questions that they, you know, questions on history and different things that they may want to explore offline.
So you're telling me there's recipes in this book. Are you telling me there's recipes in this book?
There's a lot of, you know, I always tell people this, like, don't read this if you're hungry.
I love Indian food.
Yes, it's a lot of food. It's a lot of food because, I mean, you know, the male character is a celebrity chef. Mm. And so we get really deep into the whole culture around East and West Indian cooking and how that, you know, collides with American fusion. So if you are a fan of any of the cooking channels, you'll love this book. If you're if you love international fashion, there's fashion shows, there's lots of fashion and opulence there. But then there's also people in the story that are just struggling to survive. So there's a little bit of that juxtaposition of wealth and poverty, because you see that in America as well as in India. So you can't ignore some of that social and caste element. So we do, you know, we do explore that in the story.
Well, love, it sounds like there's a little bit for everyone in this book. So I encourage you out there to go check it out when it's available. You can get updates about what Love is doing and the book, again, Karma Under Fire, online at her author site, which is lovehudson.com, LoveHudson, lovehudson.com. And you can also check her out and her executive work, which she does as CEO and founder of MarDat, which is marketing and data and digital marketing. And she does everything there for companies and aligning people and technology and growing people's organizations. You can check her out online at mardatadvisors.com. That's MARDAT advisors.com. And love, thank you for joining us. It was really fun about Karma Under Fire.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed myself.
And thanks to all of you out there, as always, for listening to this Author Expert Wire podcast, which is brought to you by Annie Jennings PR. Visit AnnieJenningsPR.com to learn how you, too, can enjoy high-powered, no-retainer publicity to build an influential brand and achieve your marketing and PR goals and dreams. Till next time.